We're up to do that. Dalad Amud Beis in Brachos. Six lines on the bottom. Amar Rabbi Elazar ben Ravina. Gadol Mashenema b'Michael Yotam Mashenema b'Gavriel. What said regarding the angel Michael is greater than what said regarding the angel Gabriel. De'ilub Michael k'tiv. When it comes to Michael, when the pasuk describes his flight, so the pasuk in Yeshaya describes Vayaf Elai Echad min haSerafim. And I guess they had on tradition that's talking about Michael, that in one swoop he flew across to the Navi Yeshaya with a coal and he put it to Yeshaya's lips. But with regard to the angel Gabriel, it says the verse in Daniel describes the man Gabriel that I had seen in the vision initially Muaf Biaf Noga Elai Ket Min Chataret. He flew a flight to come and touch me. So we're assuming for whatever reason that the angels, when they're coming to touch the prophets, are from the same starting point. And when it comes to Michael, it is described with one word of flight. It says, Vayaof Elai, he flew to me. When it comes to Gabriel, it's described with two words of flight. Mu'af Biaf. V'chtiratam. And over there it says, Daniel was faced with different angels, and then v'nei Michael echad min asarim rishonim ba la'azreini. Michael, one of the former sarim, whatever that means, came to help me. So I skipped. The Gemara says me'ei mashma dain echad Michaelu. So the Gemara says, wait a second, how do you know that the pasuk in Yeshaya is talking about the angel Michael? When it says one of the seraph angels flew towards him, how do you know that's Michal? Amar Rav Yochanan ati echad echad. We derive it says the word echad in two places. In the pasuk in Yeshaya it says vayaf elai echad min asrafim. Ktivach vayaf elai echad min asrafim. One of the seraph angels flew to me. So it uses the word echad. Ktivatam, and the pasuk over there says when Daniel is facing the angels, it says, "V'inei Michael echad min asarim arishonim ba la'azreini." The angel Michal is one of the original sarim came to help me. So you see that Michal is called echad, one angel, the singular angel, whatever. So you see echad echad. If echad over here refers to Michael, in Yeshaya echad also refers to Michael. Tana, we have a braisa, Michael echad. Michael could take one swoop and get where he has to. Gabriel b'shtayim, the angel Gabriel requires two swoops. Eliyahu b'arba, u'malach ha'mavet b'shmone, u'b'shat ha'magefa b'achat. What does any of this mean? I have no clue. I don't know, but the Gemara told us something here, the secrets of the workings of angels.
Rashi isn't saying.
Rashi says, I don't know. You know, I don't know. Rashi seems to say what I said. I was summing up Rashi. But obviously there's more depth here, I don't know. Amar Rabbi Yishua ben Levi, אף על פי שקרא אדם קריאת שמע בבית הכנסת, מצווה לקרותו על מיטתו. Rabbi Yishua ben Levi taught, even though a person read Shema in Shul, there is a mitzvah to read Shema again when you're by your bed. Amar Rabbi Yossi me'ekra, Rabbi Yossi said, what verse is the source for this concept? The verse says, Rigzu v'al techtau imru bilbavchem al mishkavchem v'domu sela. The verse says, Rigzu, which means, I guess, get upset or anger. V'al techtau, but don't sin. Imru bilbavchem, say that which it says in the verse, al levavecha, that's the parsha of Shema, al mishkavchem, it says in the parsha also, uvishochbecha, when you're lying down. V'domu, and after that, go silent, selah, go to sleep. So you see, directly before sleep, you say, bilvavchem al mishkavchem. The parsha that says, b'chol levavcha, b'chol nafshecha, al uvishoch b'cha. That's the parsha you say, v'domu selah, before you're silenced for the night. Amar Rav Nachman, im talmid chacham, u'en tzarich. Rav Nachman said, if he's a talmid chacham, he's constantly reviewing his mishnayas, he's reviewing his learning in bed, so that's enough. He doesn't really have to say Shema when he's lying down, it's enough the learning he's reviewing. Amar Abaye, af tamid chacham, ibai le'lemem achad psuka derachme. Abaye said, even a Talmid Chacham should say one pasuk that's a pasuk of mercy that indicates that he's desiring God to protect him through his sleep. Kigon, for example, biyadchav kiduchi padito ti Hashem kelemit. I give my soul into your hands. Biyadchav kiduchi. I entrust my soul in your hands. Padito ti Hashem kelemit. You've redeemed me, Hashem, the potent one who is truthful. So we do this. Men, women, everyone says Shema when we lie down. We say all this to protect us when we go to sleep. So the Shema protects us, even though we said it in shul. And so do we say this pasuk, another pasuk, when we lie down to go to sleep.
I always felt like